Less than 48 hours since Cyclone Yasi carved a path through coastal communities and farms in far north Queensland, the Australian Banana Growers Council has tried to put a figure on the kinds of losses in that region. The council says that 95% of banana crops have been lost around Tully and Innisfail, 20% on the Atherton Tablelands, and a further 80% south of Cardwell. And this equates to something like total losses across the industry of about $300 million. So, the big questions. What does this mean for the growers, the markets, the jobs, and competition? With us first is banana grower from Tully, Len Collins. Hi, Len.
Hi, how you going?
I'm probably better than you. How are you feeling at the moment?
Oh, no, I'm all right. We've got to survive.
How big's your place, Len?
I've got 700 acres of bananas. Yeah.
Well, you did.
Yeah, no, well...
What's it looking like at the moment? Sorry, mate?
It'll come back.
It'll come back?
Yep.
Tell us what it was for you that you went through two nights ago.
Well, the most terrifying night of my life. The winds were unprecedented in my lifetime, and I'm 63. I've been through a few cyclones.
Mm-hmm.
It was the most scary night of my life.
Do you live on the property?
No, I live in town, and... in suburbia, Tully.
Okay, so but you work every day on the land?
Yes, I've got 100 employees and we take them to work in buses and troop carriers every day and I go too.
So when you went out to what was 700 acres of banana crop, what did you see?
Well, my manager on one of the farms took refuge at the farm because there's a good cement office there and... but the windows are all barred up, so there's no worry. And he was there and he rang me about 5 o'clock in the morning and to tell me what I already knew anyway, that the whole place had been destroyed.
I saw the footage from ABC News last night of places just like yours around Tully, and it must be heartbreaking because when bananas go, they just topple, don't they? They just bend in half and it's just dismal.
Yes, the bananas are gone, and not only that, this time because of the most ferocious storm that's probably ever hit the coast. A lot of times you're left with suckers that might be 4 or 5 foot high to get your new crop in quicker, but this time there's nothing left much above a foot high, so it's going to be longer before they come back in. And
so the suckers would be what you use, Len, to rejuvenate the crop, usually?
That's the next crop coming, yeah.
What's your turnaround time without cyclone between crops?
About 9 months, 10 months, and after Cyclone Larry, we were back in full production in 9 months, and we were cutting some fruit in 7 months, but this time it's going to be longer because those suckers that were more advanced have gone as well as the main crop this time.
So what do you do? Do you need to import suckers from another region?
No, we've got the suckers are still there, but the bigger ones are gone, there'll be only smaller ones left.
Ah. Okay, so a longer time to bed the crop back in again.
Yeah.
I take it you've done a ring around of other growers in your region. Are they all telling you the same story?
Yes, in this area. I'm not sure about in the Innisfail area, but the Tully area was really hit hard.
I'll talk about supply in a moment, but Andrew, I beg your pardon, Len, you talked to me earlier about how many people you employ on your property. I think you said 100.
Yeah.
What jobs do they have now?
Well, this is going to be the worst day of my life coming up tomorrow. I had it once before where I had to reduce staff from 100 to 30, and it was the worst day of my life, and I got that coming up again within the next few days. With no income, I can't pay everybody for keep them on, and probably I haven't got work for anyway, the shed workers, but I need to keep a basic staff of at least 30 to bring in the next crop.
And Len, how many of those employees or workers are locals and how many of those are travellers?
A lot of them. We have 100 working all the time. Backpackers, we're not a big backpacker employer. We've probably got 20 of backpackers.
And the rest are local people?
Yeah.
Which makes it even more heartbreaking for you because you'll know them all.
And it's not only that... when we come back in to re-get staff back again is the biggest problem because some people leave town and to get people and retrain, and that it's very hard. So, you know, a lot of these people, they'll have to go on the dole. And last time, after Cyclone Larry, the government did a scheme where they paid us the equivalent of the dole, and then we made up the rest of their wages, and it allowed us to keep a lot more people on. So I hope that they... It was the single most important thing that the government did for the banana industry, I believe. And I hope that they can come up with something similar this time.
Well,
money's going to be coming out of the government anyway for the dole.
Indeed. That's right. So if they can find ways of supporting local employment like that, then it's all to the good, isn't it?
Yes, and they'll spend the money anyway.
So, Len, some very hard decisions to make in the next couple of days when it comes to workforce. What about your economic longevity when you've had this kind of destruction twice in 5 years, once with Larry and then again with Yazi? No insurance available for this kind of crop. How do you cope?
Oh, with our bankers, we'll get through. We'll be able to survive.
You'll be okay?
Yeah.
Do you think there will be people exiting the industry as a result of Yazi this time around in your region?
I have no doubt about it because we'd been through a period for the last 9 or 10 months of low prices, and there were people feeling the financial strain before this even happened.
Because there was a real supply, a real sort of almost a glut or surplus of bananas on the market, wasn't there?
Yeah, for the last 9 or 10 months there's been oversupply, and we really, everybody was losing money before that, so it's going to be very hard for some people.
Len, when it comes to the future of the banana industry, which, let's face it, is the prime reason for that region having an industry. I mean, I think you supply in good years somewhere between 80 and 90% of the Australian market. Do you think there needs to be a rethink about whether, given the kind of weather changing we might see in decades to come, whether this is going to be a goer for this region into the future?
I've been in banana since 1972, and this is the third time I've been blowing down. 86, 06, and now this year.
Yeah.
So it's not that common. I thought it would be another 20 years before I got blown, I'd be out of the industry by then, but I don't know now. There are some people looking at other areas, but you've got to have availability of water.
Yeah.
You've got to have the good land, good drainage, and you need to be near a good infrastructure as far as roads and things go. There have been overseas companies come here and they can't find another area in Australia.
Well,
and
then
you've got to have a tropical climate, of course.
Indeed so. That's why I think there's little parts of WA, then also northern New South Wales, that can also, I guess, supply some of the gaps there. But Len, you've got some hard thinking ahead of you, and I wish you all the best. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Len Collins, who's a banana grower in Tully, has been since the 70s, facing his third cyclone and at least a second round of complete destruction of the crop. Larry, 5 years ago, and then Yazi, 2 days ago. Listening into that conversation is another banana grower from New South Wales in this case. Andrew Everest grows bananas in the Tweed Valley under Mount Warning. Hello, Andrew.
Good morning.
Andrew, what does this mean for you? Because I take it did you sustain any damage at all in your region?
No, we didn't receive any damage off that cyclone.
No, that's a long way south. So, long way south. So, what does this mean for you? Because with banana prices being so low prior to Cyclone Yazi, because of overabundance, suddenly the whole balance has shifted, hasn't it?
Well, it has. You're a feather duster one day, then a rooster the next. So, you know, we haven't got a big acreage here. We've got about 40 acres or so under bananas. And that'd be roughly 50-50 split between ladyfingers and calves. And, yes, we're lucky we've got a good climate here, and they've been growing bananas on these mountains here for 80 years, 90 years. Yeah.
So to market, Andrew, with your crop, what are you expecting in terms of price difference compared to last week, even the week before that?
Well, like Len said, the last 12 months has been tough. I mean, I've got a couple of casual workers. It's mainly a family operation here, but it's after 12 months, it was getting to the stage where we were starting to wonder whether we could go on into next, you know, like this year. But now it's the cyclone's hit up north, the agents already are saying $50 a carton.
Compared to what it was last week?
Oh, for New South Wales fruit, tops at 10, 12.
So you could see a 5 times increase in what you get at market?
That's just the start of it, yeah. That's the fruit we send this week, and it's likely to go higher.
Do you think it's reasonable for consumers to be paying at least double now per kilo of bananas, given that Yazi was only 2 days ago?
No, well, I don't necessarily agree with that. I think there's a lot of fruiting coal rooms that were sent from the north, and they got in cut a lot, as you would. And I think there's... I don't know what's going on there. There's a few people taking advantage of a situation they probably shouldn't be. And it'll take probably a month before it all the fruit, all the down fruit and all the thin fruit gets through the system.
So some of the major supermarkets and other suppliers, Andrew, would have a buffer zone of about 3 weeks' worth.
At least. Yes, they can stretch it out to 3 weeks. Yeah.
And yet...
Yes, what those poor growers got last week, some of those good growers up north might have got, I don't know, $15, $20. That fruit might be going out at a lot higher price through the supermarket chain than what it normally would have.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because aside from the actual competition economics of all this, there's also branding involved. And a lot of these supermarket chains pride themselves on being, if I may quote, the fresh food people. So if they admit they have 3 weeks of storage, it's not quite the same thing, is it?
Well, 3 weeks of bananas is different than 6 months in apples, I suppose.
Yes, indeed so. That's true. So, Andrew, you were thinking you were on the cusp of maybe making some hard decisions prior to Yazi, but one man's meat is another man's poison. In this case, well, this is meat for you.
That's right. I mean, it's agriculture, unfortunately. I mean, the floods, I mean, cattle prices jumped up here 2 or 3 weeks ago because of all the flooding in Queensland. My father's a cattle producer. And the thing that will save us here in the Tweed Valley will be our farmers' markets. They're the ones that we're sort of looking for like a future in. And we're very lucky we've got the Gold Coast right on our doorstep. So as far as imports and things like that go, it doesn't affect us as much as it would have the boys up north.
Well, Andrew, I guess we'll have to see what that means in the next few weeks of banana prices. The council, the Growers' Council, is saying that things will level out quite quickly. I guess we'll have to wait and see.
People will just have to pay a little bit more for a while. Just pretend they're cherries for a few weeks or a few months, you know. Yeah, right. $14, $15, that won't kill them, you know. Jeez, people don't look at the price that they go in the shop and buy a can of cake or a Mars bar. They just grab them and run.
There speaks a man who's looking forward to a positive next couple of months, I think, Andrew. Thank you very much.
You're right.
Good to talk to you. Andrew Everest, who's a New South Wales banana grower, well out of the weather, but growing some crops there on his small property that would reap some rewards for him because he's got something to take to market. 5 times the price he was getting a tray only a week ago.